Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boy, times are changing. People using technology in unusual ways. For example, before you guys got here this morning, Tom came in, and I was mentioning that he had a nose hair. And so he immediately took his fingers and started to yank and pull out nose hairs.
Ouch.
Very high tech.
Well, he's getting to the high-tech part.
Okay. So, you know, and I'm like, no, you didn't get it, no. And it took us about, you know, 5 minutes. I was trying to help him, you know. He finally just took out his cell phone, and he took a picture. He put it right up to his nose and took a couple pictures to see where the nose hair was.
Right.
So, you know, not even using a mirror, you know, like, I'm just going to take a picture of it. So he took the picture, then he was looking at what angle it was, and he was almost like, I don't know, just trying to figure out the perfect way to get this nose hair out.
Well,
and so the nostril shots of his, go ahead and show him the nostril shots.
They're on Facebook. But yeah, I have them here on the phone too if you want to see them.
Funny though, I'm like, I never thought of using.
Yeah.
Oh, please don't put those on Facebook.
But it's like right up his nose, and I never thought to use my phone in such an innovative way, Tom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well, I mean, I figured you kept telling me I wasn't getting it, and I was pulling nose hairs like crazy.
Yeah.
So I thought, whatever it is he's seeing, I'm not getting.
Right.
So I'll go ahead and just take a quick selfie or a nosy or a nostrily.
A nosy.
I'll do that with my makeup sometimes when I do wear it and take a picture just to see they don't have it on too heavy.
You could just ask us. We'll tell you.
I know you will, but you know, sometimes you're not real nice about it. So
neither is your phone.
Siri's
like,
brutal.
You have too much makeup on.
Now, I will use my phone when it's not turned on as a reflection if I need to see my
hair.
Okay. But I have taken a picture of the back of my neck because I felt like something bit me once.
Okay.
And I couldn't see it.
There you go.
But now my nose, I think I'd just go to a mirror because it would seem
still,
a little easier.
It's such an innovative way to think of taking out nose hair.
It would have required him to stand up and walk to a mirror.
That's true.
Why you got to make it bad? Hawk was talking about how innovative it was, and you're talking about how lazy it is.
Well, and that's why it was such an innovation.
But I think it's great because Tom's taught me a lot about, you know, using my camera. Like, you know, when I was at Sam's asking him about a computer. He's my computer friend. Took a quick picture, sent it to him, said, hey, what do you think?
Wow.
And a couple minutes later, he's giving me his response. So, I mean,
I was like, I think you need to look it up yourself.
Okay.
No,
okay.
But this is just another way to use technology.
You go to, let's say, to the grocery store to buy, you know, a few things. And, like, you're in charge of going to the grocery store. Like, here, I want you to go pick up a few things. You go there. You don't see exactly what you're looking for. So you take is this it? You take a picture, send it to your significant other. Is this it? Is this the right thing? And then you don't get in trouble when you get home.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
It's saving a lot of marriages and relationships.
Well, I want to point out something Heidi said that is, I don't think she realized.
Okay.
But all innovations in technology is pretty much based on being lazier. The remote control was so someone didn't have to get up and go to the TV to change the channel. You know, the refrigerator was so they didn't have to go out to the ice box anymore. Everything has been designed to make things easier.
So coming up, Tom's going to invent the nose hair app.
I'm going to upload it to the app store. In the meantime, we already have this app. Let me check real quick.
Heidi, you are wearing too much makeup.
See, I've already got the makeup app.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Well, when are the cable installers coming to put that TV in your nose? It looks like one of those big cable wires.
I got it out.
Plug it in.
Yeah. Let's watch some TV.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.